Oh, this is a bit different. There are dinosaurs here. Now, these guys I recognise.
Yes.
So this is your famous Thomas. Can we get up here?
Sure.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You're free.
Face to face with a baby T-Rex.
With three T-Rexes of different ages on one platform, it's possible for the first time ever to get an understanding of the entire life cycle of this legend of the dinosaur kingdom.
So having a series of juvenile skeletons like this gives you insights into the way that dinosaurs grew.
Absolutely. The dinosaurs had growth spurts. So this animal is estimated to have died at the age of 2.
Right.
And this one here is estimated to have died at the age of 13. There's a size discrepancy here, but they're also 11 years apart. Mm. Yet this animal is only 4 years older than this one, yet is enormously bigger than this one. What this is telling you is that between 13 and 17, they were able to add about 1,500 pounds, that's what, 750 kilograms a year.
Wow. And when you see the two skeletons close to each other like that, you really get a kind of physical impression of that.
Although Thomas towers over the younger T-Rexes, even he wasn't fully grown. But at about 17 years old, he was already 11 metres long and over 3 tonnes in weight.
So this is a juvenile, this enormous skeleton.
Indeed. This is an animal that probably died at the age of 17,
right,
so rather young.
So still a teenager. And
you can tell that it's a juvenile, not only based on the histology, on the bone tissue that for which we have studies of it, but also because there are many bones that would fuse when the animal was a full grown that have not yet been fused. One of them is here, the calcaneum and the astragalus are completely unfused, and both with the tibia.
And it's not just the phenomenal speed at which they grew that Luis is shedding light on. The final addition to this platform will be the carcass of another dinosaur, the T-Rex's dinner. It will give us an insight into how the three T-Rexes may have interacted.